In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, Amen. I'd like to welcome you all on this day of Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you and your loved ones. What better way to start off our Thanksgiving by turning to Mary and ask Mary to help us to render Thanksgiving to God today, tomorrow, and all the days of our lives. Give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Let's say that prayer that Mary loves most, and that prayer is the Hail Mary. Mary is the mother of God. She is the mother of the church. She's also the mother of each and every one of us. Also, when we pray the Hail Holy Queen, we invoke Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. So let's say this prayer in thanksgiving to God for Mary, the many blessings that God has bestowed upon us. Give thanks to the Lord for his good, for his mercy endures forever. So together, let's say the prayer that Mary loves most. That prayer is the Hail Mary, also known as the Angelic Salutation. Together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Now we'd like to invite to be with us in this day of Thanksgiving the Holy Spirit, who's our spiritual director. Holy Spirit can inspire within us many sentiments of thanksgiving today. He's known as the Paraclete. He's also known as the Gift of Gifts. He's also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. He's also known as the Sanctifier. He's also known as the Interior Master. He's also known as the Sweet Guest of the Soul. That was not sufficient. He's also known as the Interior Master. St. Paul reminds us in these words, we really don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say, Abba. Abba, which means Father. So I'd like to pray the classical prayer to the Holy Spirit. Beg the Holy Spirit to give us a lot of light in our intellect and the fire of divine love to burn within our hearts. As we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, they shall be created. Thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful, by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in His consolation. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. How true, my friends, the family that prays together stays together. And a world at prayer is a world at peace. A world at prayer is a world at peace. So after praying with you on this day in which we want to thank God for so many benefits, I'll be praying for all of you in the greatest prayer in the world, which is the Mass, Eucharist, which means Thanksgiving. Mass or Eucharist, which means Thanksgiving. So, my friends, I'd like to place all of you on the altar in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, starting off by praying for us that we would be open to the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Also pray for Father Conway, who died tragically yesterday. We'll pray for priests and bishops. I'd like to pray for your families, for our conversion, sanctification, and salvation. And finally, I'd like to pray for those who will be dying today. Pray that those who be dying today would die in the state of grace, we also would be given the grace of graces to die in the state of grace. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. I say it again, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. Rejoice in the Lord, I say it again, rejoice in the Lord. So it's a day of great joy, peace, and a day in which we want to be abounding in thanksgiving. What I'd like to do is I'd like to go through the gospel for today. The United States, the church allows us to take the gospel from St. Luke. It's a gospel where Jesus is in contact with 10 lepers. These 10 lepers, Jesus tells them to go to the priest to offer what the Mosaic law requires. As these lepers are heading on their way to the priest, all of the 10 lepers are healed. They're healed. Immediately and totally. The healing happened just like that, and it wasn't a partial healing, it was a full healing. How good the Lord is. How compassionate the Lord is. Here we see a clear manifestation of the love, the mercy, the tenderness, the compassion, the concern, the courtesy, the bounty that flowed from the heart of Christ. Here we see also Jesus Christ, who is truly the divine physician. Our Lord has many, many, many wonderful titles. One of the titles of Jesus is the divine physician. He came to heal us, body, mind, and soul. Came to heal us, our bodies, our minds, and our souls. But let's go revisit that passage. So Jesus sends the 10 lepers off to the priest. As we said, they were healed right away. They're healed right away. Now, we know the story pretty well. Of the 10 lepers that were healed, just one of those lepers came back. To render thanksgiving. Comes, he throws himself at the feet of the Lord and is just thanking the Lord profusely for having healed him of this terrible disease of leprosy. It's a terrible disease of leprosy that there was basically no cure. The lepers were isolated in leper colonies. They were left basically to rot. The level of suicide was very high. Many of the lepers believed that they were there because God was punishing them, that God had abandoned them, and God was even angry at them. So this one leper comes back to thank the Lord of the 10. And St. Luke specifies that this leper that came back was a foreigner. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said, "Did I not heal the 10 lepers? Where are the other 9? Only this foreigner has come back to give thanks to God." Jesus tells him, "Get up, your faith has saved you." But that really hurt the Lord. This monstrous act of ingratitude on the part of the other nine, it really hurt the heart of the Lord. I wonder if at times that maybe some of us have been responsible for imitating the nine lepers that did not come back to the Lord to render thanks. Maybe we could be classified in that category at times in our own lives. So it's a real challenge for all of us today. We want to step back and spend some time not simply eating and drinking and watching football games. Okay, to a limited degree, fine. But I think even more important than eating turkey and stuffing and cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pie, is thanking God. And of course, the greatest of all prayers that we can offer to God is the prayer of the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. If you like, we have the Mass, which is the greatest of all prayers. The word Eucharist actually coming from Greek, the word Eucharist actually means Thanksgiving. So I strongly recommend that all of you in Perseverant Family today spend some time in silence in which you are thanking God. In all honesty, when we talk about Thanksgiving, it's related to us receiving gifts. What do we have, my friends, in our Perseverance Family? Or in general, what do we have of ourselves that is not a pure gift from God? What do we have? I'll tell you. The only thing that we have that God in His bounty, in His love, in His kindness, in His compassion has not given to us would be the reality of our sins. We ourselves chose our sins. God did not give them to us. That's one thing we want to renounce today. So, my friends, be abounding in thanksgiving today. May the prayer of the psalmist be your prayer and my prayer. Give thanks to the Lord for His good, for His mercy endures forever. Right now, I will be going to celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, which means thanksgiving, and I'll place all of you on the altar in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. you pray for me and I'll pray for you, and happy Thanksgiving. Now I'll give you my priestly blessing. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.